Good morning. My name is Charles Sterling, Program Manager in the Visual Studio team. I thought I'd create a webcast on showing you how to get started with creating test cases. Test cases are really easy to create. Unfortunately, there are some dependencies that you've got to have in place before you can create test cases. The first of all, you have to have a Team Foundation server, and the version has to be 2010. So a Team Foundation server 2010 installation. If you haven't watched Brian Keller's video on creating or installing Team Foundation server, I highly recommend it. The second thing that you're going to need is creating a team project. So I've started Visual Studio because you can only create team projects in Visual Studio. You cannot create them in Team Microsoft Test Lab Management. And we're going to need to connect to the Team Foundation server that we're going to create the team project on. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up the Team Explorer. You can see Team Explorer there. And then I've clicked on the button for connecting to a team project. Clicking on servers, I'm going to choose add, and I'm going to give it the name of the server I'm going to use. So I'm going to use the server called TFS 2010, which I installed yesterday. We're going to choose close. You can see that I've got my Team Foundation server. Here are my project collections, and I'm going to use the LureCo project collection. This is one I just created a little while ago. And we're going to choose connect to that. Now, I let it default to having one team project, but it doesn't matter because we actually are going to create it from scratch. So we're going to choose new team project. And again, I mentioned that you want to watch Brian Keller's video on installing Team Foundation Server, and that's his name right there. So, hello, Brian. Okay. Next one is, which template are we going to use? You'll see that we ship two templates in the box. Next one is, do you want to use a SharePoint site? Now, I'm not going to show you the SharePoint site, so we don't really need to create it. Version control, yeah, we want version control, and where do you want it? And it just had the setting or where the location was. At this point, we can go ahead and finish and create our team project. On a slow machine, this should probably take about 2 minutes, maybe three. This is a pretty fast machine, so it's probably going to finish, any second now. The next step is to go ahead and open up Microsoft Test and Lab Management. And the very first dialog box you're going to see is asking, which Team Foundation server are we going to use? Well, we're going to use the same one that we just had a second ago, or the one we just created our team project on. And once we choose Add to that, you'll see that it sees our two team project collections, and it doesn't see the new team project that I just created, probably because it hasn't finished in the background. Let's just hit the refresh button and see if it's actually created it. Not yet. Let's see what's happening here. It's taken a couple seconds. Just going to wait for that to finish so we can use this brand new team project. This would be a good time during the webcast to grab a drink if you wanted one. Oh, okay. Here, it looks like it's finished. And I can go ahead and look at the LureCo. Actually, I want it on the right server. Maybe that was the problem. And there's our Brian Keller team project that we just created. Let's go ahead and close Visual Studio. We don't really need him open at this point. And we're going to connect to that team project. Now, the first dialog box you're going to see after connecting to the team project is, which test plan do you want to use? Well, we just created the team project. There aren't any test plans in it. So we're going to create a new test plan. We're going to call this one Chuck's test plan. Add that, select it, and it has some defaults, which collectors for both automated tests and manual tests. Let's take a look at those defaults right off the bat. So we're going to click on the test plan, choose properties, and you'll see that which configurations, which test environments. Now, I'm going to go ahead and modify the test settings because there's probably doing some collections that I don't need. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at the data and diagnostics, and you'll see that it's doing an action recording and action log. That I do want to do, for that way we can do a record and playback. We're not going to be playing with web apps, so I can turn off the ASP.NET collector. I'm not going to show you historical debugging or IntelliTrace, as it's now called, so we're going to turn off the IntelliTrace collector. System information, I will show you that, so we'll leave that one. Test impact, probably not going to get to that, so we'll turn that off as well. Again, this is what information is going to be collected while I do my recording. So I hit next. Why is finish not? Don't save. Let's see what happened there. Turn these off. Oh, I did want that one. Let's leave that one back on. And test impact. Okay, now finishes there. I don't know what happened a second ago. Okay, so let's choose finish, save and close, and we've modified our test plan after we've created it. At this point, it's time to create a test case. So we're going to choose new test case, and this one might be initial app test case. So this would be the one that you just start off with just to see if the application's doing anything. And what do you want to do? You want to launch the app. What's the next one? Enter some text. Next one might be close the app. And you get the idea. I can go out and give directions to my testers as to what they're supposed to do. I'm going to go ahead and choose save and close. We're done with the planning. I would create a bunch of these different test cases, and I would tell my testers what I want to do. Again, this is just to kind of show you how to get started. So we're going to now test or run that one test case. Clicking on the test tab, you can see I have the test case I just created, and it's in the active state. I can now hit the run button, which will bring up the Microsoft Test Recorder. And it's asking us, do I want to just start it? Starting would be like if I want to replay back a previous recorded one, or do I want to start it with a recording itself? So I'm going to go ahead and start it with a recording. What's the first step say to do? It says to launch the application. So I'm going to bring up Notepad, and we're going to test Notepad. And looks like it started okay. So let's go ahead and pass this that step. Next one is enter some text. All right. That looks like it finished okay. So we're going to go ahead and pass that text. Next one is, or pass that step. Next one is close the app. So let's go ahead and close the app. All right. We've got a dialog box here. Do I want to save my text or don't save it? Yeah, let's go ahead and save it. And it looks like it's giving us an asterisk.txt. You know, I've always thought Notepad would be great if it gave us some sort of default file name. So let's file that as a bug. Maybe we can get the Windows guys to fix Notepad for us. So we're going to grab a screenshot. There's a screenshot of it, so they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And then we want to file that bug. And you'll see it's got information about what steps we took, what was running. If I take a look at the system information, it will show us. Let's see if I can scroll this down a little bit. It will show us what the configuration was, how much memory, what's the memory load, what kind of processor did I have, which versions of everything, etc., what test cases are associated with that bug, so they can go back and take a look at the steps of the different test cases. And these are all the different links. So I can actually even open up the screenshot that I just kept. So here's the photo viewer of the image. At this point, we're ready to, we haven't filed the bug. App should have default name. Okay, ready to close, save and close that. Now we want to hit resume, give this a file name, and I'll call this one Chuck's file. Let's spell my own name right again. It's in the documents library. That's going to probably be important for us to do cleanup, and hit save. And again, we should be recording at this point, and in test. Now I can either replay it from here, or what probably makes more sense, again, from just replaying it from the second that we did it, would be to save and close it, do some work, maybe fix the bug, maybe go out and do some more versions of the application, and then run it maybe a month, maybe a week from now, etc. But let's go ahead and get rid of the Chuck's application here, Chuck's file. Again, we're doing some basic cleanup here, so that way when we replay it, I won't run into that same file. Now we're going to go back here, and you'll see that it's passed, so we're going to go do some regression testing, making sure we didn't break things that were running before. We're going to hit run. This time I'm just going to start the application. And I hit play, and I choose play all. It launches, and again, I'm not typing that. There'd be no way I could type it that fast anyways. And you see that what's happening is there was a big pause while I filed the bug because I had some time that I was talking. But that is how you create a team project, how you create a test plan, how you go out and modify your test plan, and, like I promised, how to create a test case. My name is Charles Sterling, Program Manager for the Visual Studio team. I hope you enjoy Beta 2.